you know, delicious on the beach in the daytime and something you can drink all night.
Awesome.
And I think we hit it out of the park. People love it. Still one of our best sellers.
I'm surprised we haven't tried this on the show yet, by the way. This is an OG beer.
That's true. That's true. I'm happy we're doing it right now.
All right. Let's clink these plastic glasses. There
clink.
We go.
Yep.
A little taste. Oh, dude. I think it's gotten better over the years. Is that possible?
It absolutely has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We fine-tune our beers as needed. But definitely over the last couple of years, or actually 3.5, 4 years since this beer came out, we've definitely have made some changes. But it's, you know, we wanted just to keep it smooth, easy drinking, but just a lot of flavor for a light beer.
Yeah, dude. Well, I've mentioned before my favorite story. I mean, Laguna Beach Beer Company is basically like Nirvana. They started in a garage.
Yes.
And you literally made this yourself in your garage. And
that's
now you've
correct.
Got some real brewers, you
yeah.
know,
who
are helping you perfect the recipe. And it's better than ever. So
yeah.
nice job.
Thank
dude.
You very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So can we still like this in the winter, even though it's a summery, refreshing beer?
I do. You know, I do. Sometimes you got to. You know, you need some beers that you can drink before 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, these lighter beers do the trick.
Cool. By the way, I'll mention again, we're at the Hive tonight live, which is the parking lot where Laguna Beach Beer Company is next to the Sawdust. What specials are happening tonight at your place?
Oh, yeah. If you guys come down, we've got a beer trailer outside. So we've got specials on all our core beers, the Greeters, the Second Reef, the Canyon Road. We've got a bunch of good food from our chef, Mike Falcone, who's actually standing right next to me. So come on down. We'll hook you up. We've got a bunch of tasters you can do at our beer trailer. Those are free of charge. Just come on down, taste some beers. And if you want a full pour, you want something really special, go inside and check out our beer menu of 24 beers.
Sweet. And I will mention we're about 10 minutes away. This is live from the tree lighting actually being lit here in Laguna. I think they, like, trucked this in from somewhere, the Pacific Northwest or something.
You
like,
know what?
True Rockefeller Center style.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It's beautiful. It's great. They put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we've got live reindeer. We've got snow. We've got kids going down on sleds. We've got donuts being made. We've got cookies. We've got hot chocolate. And, of course, a lot of good beer.
Now, I got to say, the tree in true Laguna fashion is a little janky. I mean, there's a few branches missing.
You said it.
Kind of leaning to the left.
You said it. I didn't.
You know. But it's supposed to be. I mean, it represents us well.
Yeah, we'll see.
It can't be too perfect.
Maybe next year it'll be a little bit fuller.
Yeah, it's real. So, you know, it has a little bit of character.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Again, this is What's on Tap, our Friday show where we taste beer live on the air. Really special segment today at the Hive parking lot. We're with Brent, one of the owners of Laguna Beach Beer Company, who brings you this segment every week. We just tried the Second Reef Blonde, and we're going to move on now to one I'm not too familiar with, the Laguna Tix.
Laguna Tix. Now, this is exciting because this is a hazy IPA, which is the biggest trend right now in beer. It's basically an IPA that's made with East Coast yeast, so New England-style yeast, very tropical, unfiltered. So when you smell it, you're going to get just an aroma of hops. It's so aromatic, and then as you taste it, you're going to get just a strong, pungent taste of the hops and of the yeast.
Well, it smells a little bit like the floor of a bar the next day, so I want to make sure it tastes better.
For some people, that kind of is what it tastes like.
Oh man, that is pungent.
It is.
You're absolutely
is.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the biggest thing right now. So we try. We do our best to bring people what they want, and this is what they want. And our brewer, Brendan, really knocks it out of the park.
Interesting.
And this literally will go in 3 weeks. We'll go through a whole batch of beer.
No way.
Yeah.
It's like a fine-aged cheese. It's like
it
a little
is.
Stinky, yeah. a little weird.
Yes,
but.
Yes. It is. And honestly, like, if you guys like hazy IPAs, you got to get down here and try it, because we always try to keep one on tap all the time, but it's hard because this thing goes fast.
So what happens different in the brewing process of this that makes it a hazy IPA versus a regular one? Just more hops, or
the biggest things are the yeast, and then the
East Coast yeast.
Yes, yeah. So we're using a different yeast, and we don't filter it, so you get the haziness. And we actually we put some oats into the grain bill as well, so you get the haziness. You get a great mouthfeel to it, and tons of hops. So this beer is. A very expensive beer to make.
Really?
We have, there's so much hops in there, but we wanted to give people that experience that they're looking for. you know, something just so hoppy and flavorful and tropical.
Yeah.
And, you know, he killed it. It's delicious.
By the way, you know you've officially crossed over into the world of craft beer when you use the word mouthfeel. So I think you're officially like a beer hipster.
Did I say that?
You said mouthfeel.
Did I say mouthfeel?
I just want you to know you did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. It has good mouthfeel. I mean,
yes,
you're right.
It does. It does.
Well, that's Brent with Laguna Beach Beer Company, and this is What's on Tap. Again, we tried the Second Reef Blonde, the Hazy IPA. Are either of those on special price tonight?
Yeah, definitely. The Second Reef is on special tonight, and if you're lucky enough to get your hands on one of these Laguna Ticks Hazies, come on down.
Yeah, we didn't want to throw too much shade to the name Laguna Ticks, but everybody knows what it means, and it's a great name for a beer for sure. All right, cool. Well, the tree's going to get lit in like 5 minutes, so
you better hurry down.
Hurry the heck up. The Hive here next to Sawdust, right outside of Kitchen the Canyon, Laguna Beach Beer Company, another kind cafe. They are all open tonight, by the way, welcoming people. We got a nice little crowd here. They sectioned off the whole parking lot for the first time that I'm aware of, and there actually is still parking because it's winter, so you can find a spot, believe it or not. So that's a good enough reason to come on down. What's on Tap? Brought to you by Laguna Beach Beer Company with KX93.5. Cheers, Brent. Thanks so much,
buddy.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks for having me, and have a great night.
Cool.
See you soon.
Take care. KX93.5.